Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The Food and Drug Administration has released its evaluation of a second COVID-19 vaccine. The agency is expected to grant the vaccine, made by Moderna, emergency use authorization, perhaps as soon as later this week. The Moderna vaccine is very similar in design to the one made by Pfizer and BioNTech. The federal government is rolling out doses of the Pfizer vaccine to healthcare facilities across the country. The nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says officials must now spread messages encouraging everyone to get the vaccine.
You have to tailor it. You have to have people engage at the community level. And the people that will be engaging were people that look like people who you're trying to convince, that have the life experiences of those people. You've got to tailor the message, but also have the messenger be able to relate very clearly to the target population.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. President-elect Joe Biden is condemning President Trump's month-long effort to overturn the results of the election. As NPR's Scott Detrow reports, Biden spoke hours after the Electoral College formalized his victory.
As Trump falsely claimed fraud, pressured state officials to appoint alternate electors, and asked courts to throw out the results of the election, Biden mostly remained silent on the efforts. That changed after the Electoral College met in state capitals across the country, giving Biden 306 votes. He dismissed Trump and Trump allies' failed legal efforts, including a Texas lawsuit recently rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court.
A position that refused to respect the will of the people, refused to respect the rule of law, and refused to honor our Constitution. Thankfully, a unanimous Supreme Court immediately and completely rejected this effort.
Biden said the rule of law had prevailed and that, in the end, democracy proved to be resilient. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports President Trump had criticized Barr for failing to back Trump's false claims of widespread election fraud.
President Trump and Attorney General Barr did not offer a reason for Barr's departure other than saying that Barr would be spending the holidays with his family. Trump lost re-election, but he's still refusing to concede. Trump has accused Barr of not doing enough to investigate unsubstantiated allegations of fraud at the polls. Earlier this month, Barr directly contradicted Trump by saying that the Justice Department had found no evidence to support the president's claims. Despite the recent tensions, Barr has been a staunch defender of Trump throughout his tenure. Democrats and even some current federal prosecutors have raised concerns that Barr has undermined the independence of the Justice Department. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
This is NPR. Officials in Afghanistan say the deputy governor of the capital, Kabul, has been killed. Attackers blew up his car, also killing his secretary. Militants in Afghanistan have been killing police, journalists, judicial authorities, and senior administrators. Scientists at Japan's space agency say their landmark deep space probe mission has been successful. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul. Researchers hope the probe will shed light on the origins of planets.
Japanese space agency officials say scientists opened an inner compartment of the space probe and found asteroid dust and gases that they weren't expecting. The Hayabusa 2 probe took 6 years to travel 190 million miles to and from an asteroid named Ryugu. The probe brought back samples from the asteroid, which is believed to contain minerals from as far back as 4.6 billion years ago. It's the first time a probe has brought back gases from deep space. Scientists will be looking in the samples for answers to questions such as how the Earth's surface became covered with water. After studying the samples, Japanese scientists will share some of them with American colleagues at NASA. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Four endurance athletes will try to recreate the path of the notorious Donner Party. The group will snowshoe over 90 miles, including the Donner Pass in Northern California. The original Donner Party was trapped in snow in 1846 and 47. Members who survived engaged in cannibalism. The athletes have spent years researching this and will set out on their trip tomorrow. This is NPR. Support.